Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. The popularity of plant-based vegetarian and vegan diets is increasing due to the growing interest in healthier eating, environmental concerns, and animal welfare. In 2016, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, the world's largest professional society and organization of registered dietitian nutritionists and nutritional professionals, released its official position paper on vegetarian diets. Highlights of the paper include how vegetarian diets meet nutritional needs throughout the life cycle, the role vegetarian diets play in human health, vegetarian diets in the prevention and treatment of disease, and the effect of plant-based diets on the environment. As the Academy enters its second century of service to health professionals and the public, it is a perfect time to reflect on this timely position paper. Today's program is part two and the conclusion of a two-part radio program series presentation and overview of the latest scientific information on vegetarian nutrition. But before we get into today's exciting topic, we will be right back after this important message.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl discusses vital topics important to your health and longevity.
In the Adventist Health Study 2 of 73,308 Seventh-day Adventists, researchers found that vegetarians had a 13 and 19% decreased risk of developing cardiovascular disease and ischemic heart disease, respectively, compared with non-vegetarians. Vegetarians enjoy a lower risk of heart disease by regularly consuming a variety of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, and nuts. Low-fat vegan and vegetarian diets combined with lifestyle factors including not smoking and weight reduction have been shown to reverse atherosclerosis. Risk factors for coronary heart disease such as total and LDL cholesterol levels, body weight, and body fat improve within a short time on a vegetarian diet. Vegetarians have a lower prevalence of hypertension compared to non-vegetarians. Results of the EPIC Oxford study showed vegans had the lowest systolic and diastolic blood pressure levels and the lowest rate of hypertension of all diet groups, including vegans, vegetarians, fish eaters, and meat eaters. A meta-analysis comparing blood pressure from more than 21,000 people around the world found that those who follow a vegetarian diet have systolic blood pressure about 7 millimeters of mercury lower and diastolic blood pressure of 5 millimeters of mercury lower than study participants who consume an omnivorous diet. Compared with meat eaters, lacto-ovo-vegetarians and vegans have lower risk of type 2 diabetes. The Adventist Health Study 2 reported that meat eaters have more than twice the prevalence of diabetes compared with lacto-ovo-vegetarians and vegans even after correcting for BMI. The Adventist Health Study found that the odds of developing diabetes were reduced by 77% for vegans and by 54% for lacto-ovo-vegetarians compared with non-vegetarians, adjusting for age. When it comes to diabetes prevention, diets rich in whole grains, fruits, vegetables, legumes, seeds, and nuts, and lower in refined grains, red or processed meats, and sugar-sweetened beverages reduce the risk of diabetes and improve glycemic control and blood lipids in patients with diabetes. The Nurses' Health Study 1 and 2 found that greater nut consumption, especially walnuts, is associated with a lower risk of type 2 diabetes. Legumes, which are low glycemic index foods, may provide benefit for diabetes by reducing postprandial glucose levels after consumption of a meal, as well as after a subsequent meal known as the second meal effect. The Nurses' Health Study 1 and 2 also found that red and processed meats are strongly associated with increased fasting glucose and insulin concentrations and diabetes risk. In a randomized clinical trial comparing a low-fat vegan diet to a diet based on the American Diabetes Association guidelines, greater improvements in glycemic control, blood lipids, and body weight were seen in the vegan group. Vegetarian and vegan dietary patterns characterized by nutrient-dense, high-fiber plant foods lower the risk of type 2 diabetes and serve as effective therapeutic tools in the management of type 2 diabetes. Now let's talk about vegetarian diets and cancer. Results from the Adventist Health Study 2 revealed that vegetarian diets are associated with a lower overall cancer risk and especially a lower risk of gastrointestinal cancer. Furthermore, a vegan diet appeared to confer a greater protection against overall cancer incidence than any other dietary pattern. Vegan diets have also been reported to confer about a 35% lower risk of prostate cancer. Epidemiologic studies have consistently shown that a regular consumption of fruit, vegetables, legumes, or whole grains is associated with a reduced risk of certain cancers. This is because of a vast array of phytochemicals that we find in vegetables and legumes, fruits, spices, and whole grains that may provide protective factors against cancer. These phytochemicals are known to interfere with a number of cellular processes involved in the progression of cancer. When we look at vegetarian diets and cancer, we find that a meta-analysis of 7 studies reported vegetarians have an 18% lower overall cancer incidence than non-vegetarians. Vegetarians typically consume higher levels of fiber compared to other diets. The EPIC study involving 10 European countries reported a 25% reduction in the risk of colorectal cancer for the highest intake of dietary fiber compared to the lowest. On the other hand, in 2 large U.S. cohorts, a positive association was observed between processed red meat consumption and the risk of colorectal cancer. Processed meat consumption was also seen to increase the risk of dying from cancer. In a systematic review and meta-analysis of 26 epidemiological studies, the relative risk of colorectal adenomas was 1.27 per daily 100-gram intake, that's roughly 3.5 ounces of red meat, and 1.29 per daily 50-gram intake, roughly 1.76 ounces of processed meat. Let's look at osteoporosis. Now, bone studies have reported that vegetarians have either similar or slightly reduced bone mineral density levels compared with omnivores, with vegans typically having really the lowest levels. While the differences are relatively modest, they appear not to be of clinical significance, provided the nutrients of concern are adequately provided. Vegetarian diets are associated with several factors that promote bone health, including high intakes of vegetables and fruits, an abundant supply of magnesium, potassium, vitamin K, vitamin C, and a relatively low acid load. The EPIC Oxford study reported a 30% increase of fracture risk of vegans as a group, but no increase in fracture risk in lacto-ovo-vegetarians compared to non-vegetarians. However, when only vegans with calcium intakes greater than 525 milligrams per day were included in the analysis, differences in fracture risk disappeared. The Adventist Health Study 2 reported more frequent intakes of legumes and meat analogs reduced risk of hip fracture, with a greater protective effect than that of meat. Well-designed vegetarian diets, they provide adequate nutrient intakes for all stages of the life cycle, and we'll be talking about the vegetarian diet throughout the lifestyle next. But they can also be useful in the therapeutic management of some chronic diseases. In this section, we're going to be talking about vegetarian diets throughout the life cycle. Well, well-planned vegan, lacto-vegetarian, and lacto-ovo-vegetarian diets are appropriate, and they satisfy the nutrient needs and promote normal growth at all stages of the life cycle, including pregnancy and lactation, infancy, childhood, adolescence, older adulthood, as well as for athletes. When we talk about the pregnant and lactating woman, well, there's limited research actually indicates that where food access is adequate, vegetarian pregnancy outcomes such as birth weight and pregnancy duration are similar to those of the non-vegetarian pregnancy. Use of a vegetarian diet in the first trimester resulted in lower risk of excessive gestational weight gain in one study that was conducted. Maternal diets high in plant foods may reduce the risk of complications of pregnancy, such as gestational diabetes. The Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics position and practice papers on nutrition and life cycle for a healthy pregnancy outcome provide adequate guidance for pregnant vegetarians, and special consideration is required for iron, zinc, vitamin B12, and EPA and DHA. Now, for infants, exclusive breastfeeding is really recommended for the first 6 months of life. And if breastfeeding is not possible, there are commercial infant formulas that should be used as a primary beverage for the first year, and that could include infant soy formula as well. Complementary food should be really rich in energy and protein, iron, and zinc, and may include foods such as hummus and tofu, well-cooked legumes, and mashed avocado. Kids seem to like those. Full-fat fortified soy milk or dairy milk can be started as early as 1 year of age for toddlers who are growing normally and eating a variety of foods. Consuming a balanced vegetarian diet early in life can establish healthful lifelong habits and actually reduce the risk of overweight and obesity. Studies have found that a vegetarian diet in childhood and adolescence include greater consumption of fruits and vegetables, fewer sweets and salty snacks, and lower intakes of total and saturated fats. For young vegetarians, there are some special nutrients that require special attention, and these include iron, zinc, vitamin B12, calcium, and vitamin D. These nutrients can be easily provided in well-planned vegetarian diets. At this point, let's mention eating disorders, and the peak age of the onset of most common eating disorders is during the adolescent years. Eating disorders have a very complex etiology, and prior use of a vegetarian or vegan diet does not appear to really increase the risk of an eating disorder, though some with pre-existing disordered eating may choose vegetarian diets to aid in their limitation of food intake. Now let's look at older adults in the life cycle. And when it comes to older adults, nutrient intakes of older vegetarians appear to be similar to that or even better than those of older non-vegetarians. Caloric needs generally decrease with age while requirements for some nutrients increase. Thus, it is important that all older people choose nutrient-dense diets. And some evidence suggests that protein is used less efficiently with aging, which may translate to higher protein requirements. So it's important for older vegetarians and vegans to include protein-rich foods such as legumes and soy foods in their diets. Meat analogs may be helpful as a protein source, and older people synthesize vitamin D less efficiently and are likely to require supplements, especially if sun exposure is very limited. The higher calcium recommendations for older adults may be met more easily when fortified foods such as plant milks are included. The requirement for vitamin B6 increases with aging and may be higher than current RDAs for older people. There is a growing interest in vegetarian and plant-based diets today as a result of concerns for environmental issues. Plant-based diets are more environmentally sustainable than diets rich in animal products because they use fewer natural resources and are associated with considerably less environmental damage. The current worldwide consumption of diets high in meat and dairy products is considered by some to be unsustainable. The systematic review conducted by the Scientific Committee of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans provides evidence that diets high in plant foods and lower in animal foods, like a vegetarian diet, are associated with lower environmental damage. Many scientists are calling for a substantial reduction of livestock products in the diet of humans as a major way to reverse climate change. Compared with omnivorous diets, vegetarian diets utilize less water and fossil fuels resources and use lower amounts of pesticides and fertilizers. Substituting beans for beef in the diet would significantly reduce the environmental footprint worldwide. To produce 1 kilogram of protein from kidney beans, that requires 18 times less land, 10 times less water, 9 times less fuel, and 12 times less fertilizer, and 10 times less pesticides in comparison to producing 1 kilogram of protein from beef. In addition, beef consumption generates considerably more manure waste than from any other animal food production. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, about 70% of all water pollution in rivers and in lakes in the United States is a result of pollution from animal farms. Animal agriculture is associated with land degradation, air pollution, loss of biodiversity, and global warming. Meat production makes a significant contribution to the anthropogenic carbon dioxide emissions and anthropogenic methane and nitrous oxide production. Using calculations based on 210 common foods, greenhouse gas emissions from consuming a vegetarian diet were found to be 29% lower than from use of a non-vegetarian diet. While a vegan diet can have greater than 50% lower greenhouse emissions compared to a non-vegetarian diet. Now, while new technologies for animal farming are available, a recent study found that greenhouse gas emissions from the production and consumption of animal products were reduced only 9% due to a more efficient livestock production. The authors conclude that cuts in greenhouse gas emissions necessary to meet the global temperature target imply a severe constraint on the long-term global consumption of animal food. Others have suggested that reducing animal production has a greater potential to reduce greenhouse gas emissions than technological mitigation or increased productivity measures. The use of antibiotics in farm animals as growth promoters and for the prevention and treatment of animal diseases has generated antibiotic-resistant bacteria. This antibiotic resistance can be transmitted to humans through animal food consumption and is now a major public health problem, causing illnesses that are difficult to treat and resulting in increased morbidity and mortality and healthcare costs. Let's talk now about the roles, responsibilities, and the resources for the RDN and the NDTR. We have discussed today that vegan and vegetarian diets can provide significant health benefits compared to non-vegetarian diets. And ensuring energy balance, nutritional adequacy, and a focus on a variety of vegetables, legumes, fruits, whole grains, nuts, and seeds can maximize these benefits. Nutrition and dietetics professionals can play a key role in educating vegetarians about the sources of specific nutrients and foods useful in the management of specific chronic diseases. Now, in order to be effective in counseling patients on vegetarian and vegan diets, RDNs and NDTRs must have adequate knowledge and access to educational materials to facilitate healthful recommendations. Now, the USDA's Choose My Plate allows for lacto-ovo vegetarian and vegan menus, and they list beans and peas and nuts and seeds and soy products as plant-based choices in the protein group, as well as eggs for the ovo vegetarians. Fortified soy milk is also listed as an alternative to cow's milk, and calcium-fortified foods, which may include juices and different cereals, breads, rice milk, and almond milk, are fit into that category, as well as kale are suggested as calcium choices. Vegan food guides also modeled after the USDA's Choose My Plate are also available online, like this one that comes from the Vegetarian Resource Group. And here's another one. This is the vegan food guide from Vasanto Molina, who's the lead author of the Vegetarian Diets position paper. And Vasanto and her colleague Brenda Davis authored a very good book, this book called Becoming Vegan, a comprehensive edition, very comprehensive book on vegan nutrition that's well written and is very science-based. And here's another great website with resources. It's called The Plant Plate. And this comes from Virginia Messina, who's a RDN and a member of our Vegetarian Nutrition Dietetic Practice Group. And of course, the Vegetarian Nutrition Dietetic Practice Group has evidence-based RDN consumer and professional resources that are available through the practice group. And you can go to our website, that's at vegetariannutrition.net. If you're not a member of VNDPG, we encourage you to join. There's a lot of benefits to get all the latest information, keep you up to date on the latest science and practical information about vegetarian nutrition. And the Vegetarian Nutrition Dietetic Practice Group has resources that are regularly updated and provide information on critical nutrients and lifestyle issues in plant-based diets. This is a list of useful websites that promote and encourage appropriate evidence-based recommendations and food choices for both the RDN and client. Further recommendations can be found at the Evidence Analysis Library, which is a free benefit to all Academy members. In addition, RDNs have ethical obligations to respect vegetarian dietary patterns as they would any other dietary pattern as they work with their patients. In conclusion, interest in and appreciation for plant-based diets is continuing to grow in the United States as well as other parts of the world as government agencies and various health and nutrition organizations begin to promote the regular use of plant foods. And today there's an abundance of choices out on the marketplace of all different types of vegetarian and vegan food products that make it really easy to follow a healthy plant-based diet. Overall nutrition, as assessed by the Alternative Healthy Eating Index, is typically better on vegetarian and vegan diets compared with omnivorous diets. While some vegetarian diets may be low in certain nutrients, such as calcium and vitamin B12, this can be easily remedied by appropriate planning. Compared to non-vegetarian diets, vegetarian diets can provide protection against many chronic diseases, such as heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and some cancers. Furthermore, a vegetarian diet could make more conservative use of natural resources and cause less environmental degradation. And now there's greater educational resources that are made available today to RDNs and NDTRs that have more current information on vegetarian diets to better assist the general public and vegetarian clients making well-informed decisions about their nutritional health. The Vegetarian Nutrition Dietetic Practice Group and I would like to thank you today for being with us as we discussed the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics position on vegetarian diets. We hope you found this session informative and helpful in increasing your knowledge on vegetarian diets and nutrition. And I hope you enjoyed part two of my presentation on the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics position on vegetarian diets. And if you missed part one of this presentation, which aired last week on last week's program, you can go to the Life Talk Radio Network website at lifetalk.net to hear the past podcast of the show from last week on health and longevity. So once again, go to the website at lifetalk.net and you can find the podcast of part one of this presentation. I'll be right back with closing comments after this message from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Over 80 million Americans suffer from cardiovascular disease. Sadly, it's our number one killer. I'm registered dietitian nutritionist Christy King for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. risk factors for heart disease are smoking, being inactive or overweight with excess abdominal fat, high blood cholesterol, and low HDL cholesterol. High blood pressure strains and weakens the heart. And diabetes, even under control, raises the risk of heart attack. So hear the warnings and protect your heart. Go to eatright.org.
There's a California city where people sure do live a long time. That's right, statistically. They live 10 years longer than the next town over. It's not the Fountain of Youth, but in Loma Linda, these Energizer Bunny Christians just keep on going. Why? A lot of Seventh-day Adventists call Loma Linda home. And you know, their quiet secret is this: quality of life. Now, we've all heard the no cigarettes, no booze part. Obviously, that works. And the Adventist philosophy of gourmet eating without a lot of meat is frankly the trend of the 21st century. But in addition to a global culture of world-class hospitals and great schools and colleges, is this philosophy Adventists enjoy. And you can borrow. Your body's on loan to you from God. Why not live both long and well? In the 92354 zip code, a lot of fun-loving people make it clear to 100 and beyond. Even U.S. News admitted, want to add those 10 years? Easy. Just live like an Adventist. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Dr. John Westerdahl. And as a registered dietitian nutritionist myself, I have been a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for over 35 years, and I'm also a fellow of the Academy. Now, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics is the world's largest professional society of professional nutritionists, and I previously served for the Academy as the chair of the Vegetarian Nutrition Dietetic Practice Group for the Academy, because that is my area of specialty in vegetarian and plant-based nutrition. And I was actually one of the reviewers of the position paper on vegetarian diets that we discussed during these past 2 weeks here on Health and Longevity. If you desire to learn more information about vegetarian nutrition, visit the website vegetariannutrition.net. That's vegetariannutrition.net. It has a wealth of information on the latest information on vegetarian nutrition, vegetarian recipes, and a lot of great other information that you'll enjoy reading about.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
Well, that's all for this week's program, and until next week, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.